Good morning and welcome back to Nachyami. Today we're going to be focusing on the 26th chapter, Perek Chof Vov, in Sefer Yeshayahu. This section is made up, it's a shorter Perek, it is only made up of 21 psukim, and we are going to be focusing on three distinct sections. The first section runs from Pasuk Aleph all the way to Pasuk Yud Aleph, the first 11 psukim, and it's really about the Song of Victory. So a brief summary of this section is that Yeshayahu describes that on this particular day, there'll be a song which is sung in Yehuda. Yushar Hashira Zebe Eretz Yehuda, the song we sung. What's the seer song? Ir Ozlanu Yeshua Yoshis Chomos Vachel. That this will be a city of strength, of refuge. Pitzchush Arim, open up the gates for Yehovah God Tzadik, and in security, not in fear, the gates will be opened to the righteous people. We think today of the old city, how Jews can come in and are able to pray, are able to walk, are able to live in the old city. This kind of picture is what the prophet is talking about. And then she says, Bitchu v'Hashem adei ad ki v'ko Hashem tzur olamim. You know what the strength of the city is? It comes, its peace comes in our trust in Hashem. That's where we get it from. The path of the tzaddikim is right, is direct, is straight. And Hashem will lower those arrogant enemies and the armies of our oppressors who trampled us down throughout history. Yeshayahu describes how he yearns day and night for the justice of Hashem, that the earth should reflect a little bit of what looks like it in heaven, the truth that is over there. And despite the many detours that we have taken throughout history, and the illusions that the evildoers create for themselves not to see the justice of Hashem, Hashem will bring it about. So that when Hashem raises his hand at the end of this of history, and their evildoers keep ignoring Hashem, Hashem will finally, when he saves Israel, they will have no way to deny it as they are consumed. So it's sort of like the rectifying of justice, the bringing about of the scale of truth brought back to the land at the end of times. When is this actually going on? When is this prophecy referring to? So the Malbim says, well, actually happened in the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, where he regained control of Yerushalayim from the attacking Assyrians. This is very much in the Malbim style, as we have seen, where the Malbim understands that there must have been a time where this could have happened, and this, in fact, did happen, he believes. Whereas the Metzoras David understands that this is referring to, again, the apocalyptic war that we've been referring to up till now, which is the war of Gog and Magog, which is going to happen at the end of times, which is centered around Yerushalayim itself. Just for those who have ever had the experience, on the night of Yom Yerushalayim, there are shiurim given at the Yeshivat Merkaz Arav in Kiryat Moshe, and what happens is about 2 or 3 in the morning, after all the shiurim, there's a march, and it's accompanied with song, it's accompanied with celebration, and it goes all the way through Yerushalayim to the Old City, and as the procession, it's singing all the way. As the procession arrives at Shar Yafo, they enter this gate and they start singing these words as they enter the Shar Yafo, which is Pischu She'arim V'yavoy Goy Tzadik. And they start singing as they enter the city these particular words, as we're potentially witnessing what's actually happening as this is unfolding before our eyes. Baruch Hashem Shigyanu Lezman Hazeh. One pasuk which is worth focusing on in this particular section, which is a very powerful pasuk, is the following. We say, and bitchu b'Hashem, trust in Hashem, adiad for all eternity, ki v'ko Hashem tzur olamim, because with ko Hashem fashioned all the worlds. What does it mean Hashem fashioned the worlds with a ko? That means the letters yud and hey. So Gemara Menachos tells us that Hashem created the two worlds. This world, which is in the dimensions of Olam Hazeh, is created with the Yud and a Hey. This world is created with a Hey, and the world to come is created with a Yud, the spiritual dimension. The Gemara goes into the shapes of the letters. The Hey is shaped in a way that even if you fall out the bottom, there's a way to creep in again through the top. There's a way to find a way back. And the Yud sort of represents this seminal, like this dot of potential for the future world. That's why it says in Bereshis, this is the Toldas Hashemayim Va'aretz, Elu Toldas Hashemayim Va'aretz, Behi Barom. And the way the Gemara rereads it is, Behei Barom. This world is created with a Hey, the next world is created with a Yud, which is why part of many of the names of Hashem have both a Yud and a Hey in them, representing the creation of Hashem. We move into the next section of this parak. This part of this moves from Pasuk Yud Beis all the way through to Pasuk Yud to passing your test. And this is really a prayer for peace and ending of our suffering. This actually is almost like it's not as much a prophecy of what Yeshua is saying is going to happen, but rather a prayer that it should happen. And so it's really in a supplicative form. He says, Tishpoz Shalom Lanu, please pour peace upon us. That's what he seems to be asking over here. More than that, he says, Gam kol ma'aseinu po'al talanu, because despite our actions, this is all we deserve. At this moment, Yeshayahu requests, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Hashem, make us your master again. Now, because levad b'chor nazkir shmecho, we only want to mention your names. We know that the dead will never come back. Bal yimesim bal yichyu, refo'im bal yakumu, meaning to say these giants, all these lost civilizations of the past will never come back. You destroyed them. But we're still here. We still want to mention your name, Hashem. Your safta lagoy, Hashem, your safta lagoy nichbarato. You've given us so many difficulties, so much suffering you brought upon us, but we never left you, Hashem. When the adversity arose, we still prayed to you. We still davened to you, despite our suffering and on our many deathbeds. And Yeshayahu says, when we have suffered and the pangs of when we have suffered, we turn to you. Listen to this unbelievable description. He says, Kamoy harot takriv laledes. We believe that even though we're suffering terribly, we believe it's the pangs of birth, that the suffering is leading somewhere. It's leading to a geula, even though that geula seems to be so far away on the horizon. Harinu chalnu kumo yoladnu ruach. Please, Hashem, bring about the end. Now, yichyu meisecha, let your dead arise. Nevelosi yikumun, let our corpses be reestablished and resurrected. Think about that, meaning that other nations are never going to come alive again. But our nation, please Hashem, allow us out. Hakitzu v'radanu shoich ve'afar. Arise. Hakitzu v'radanu, let them wake up, the sleepers of the dust. Kital oros talecha v'aritz refoim tapil. And how Hashem says that as opposed to the other nations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through your dew, which is always a symbol of resurrection, through your dew, resurrect the dead and all those people who suffered throughout history for no reason. In this section, it's funny that Yeshayahu is actually asking. He's not saying, he's not predicting, he's begging. And the last section of this perek is the answer. Hashem responds, and through Yeshayahu's words, he describes Hashem's response. Lech ami boi b'chadorecha, my nation, go into your rooms. Schor delascha ba'adecha, close the doors behind you. Chavi kimat rega, my anger will be just one moment. Adya avor zo'am, until the anger passes. Because Hashem says, I'm going to come out of my place, lifkod avon yoshev haaretz alav, to take justice on those who did an evil. V'gilso haaretz istomea v'latachase od al harugea. The land will no longer cover up the unjustified blood of centuries of killing, and it will spew forth those who are killed wantonly, without purpose. It's, you know, almost thinking back, right? David Foreman has a beautiful point when it comes to the first sign, the first plague as well, which Moshe Rabbeinu showed Paro, was the river turned to blood. Why did the river turn to blood? Very simple, because that's where the Egyptians threw the babies. They used the river to cover up their murder, the infanticide. Well, you know what the first thing happens is the river spews forth all the blood in it that you caused. The land will spew forth the blood absorbed in it. And the people who were killed over centuries and the mass graves in Europe, which were never found, well, the earth's going to spew them out, and justice will be found as we are resuscitated. This last section, why is it that the Jews are told to go inside? Why is it that Hashem says, Lech ami bo b'chadorecha, enter into your rooms? Why is that? Rashi says, very simple. What are the rooms? It's turning to the base midrash. It's turning to the base knesses. Go into your shuls. Go into your sanctuaries and daven. Not private minyanim. Go into your shuls, the places of kedusha and daven, because that's the only way geula happens. Whereas the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Samach Amud Aleph, going to Amud Beis, is a very terrifying thing. It's more than that. The reason we go inside outside is because Hashem is releasing over here a magefa, a plague of terrifying proportions. And when Hashem lets the mashchis, the destructive force, into the world, it is not mavchin beit tzadik l'rasha. It does not differentiate between those who are righteous and those who are not righteous. it destroys everyone. So Hashem says, hide, because when my anger comes, it destroys everything. It doesn't differentiate. In fact, this is why it is that on the night of Makas Bechoros, the Gemara says, that's why Bnei Yisrael had to stay in their houses. Why? Surely Makas Bechoros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could differentiate who was a Jew and who was not a Jew, whether inside or out. And the answer is no. When the Mashkises are allowed out, the Mashkis is not Mavchin. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a distinction. Therefore, Hashem says, there's going to be a terrifying anger which is going to be released on the earth. Go inside for that. It's actually on this particular point that Gemara in Brachos Daf Zayin and Aleph notes that this is exactly the moment that Bilam HaRasha was waiting for. Bilam said, I'm going to curse Bnei Yisrael. Well, what is he waiting for? How can you curse Bnei Yisrael if Hashem doesn't will it or want it? So the Gemara tells us that he was waiting for a moment of Za'am, that every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this aperture, this moment where potentially Mashkes could come into the world, and he was going to utilize that. He was going to use that as his leverage to push into it all his curses. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's why he says to Balak, Ma Ezam Lo Ezam. How can I curse if Hashem wasn't getting angry? Because why? The Gemara says Hashem held back his za'am the entire time that Bilam was looking to use it against them. And that is what our Pasuke says, Chavi Kimat Rega, that za'am is one small moment. Adi Avor Za'am, Hashem waited for it not to let us be destroyed via Bilam. Last little exercise on this perek is, I want just a quick question to everybody who's learning together. How many songs can you find? How many Jewish songs can you find in this perek in our history? And I have counted at least 3. So the search is on. Enjoy, have a wonderful and meaningful day.